Thank God for his mercies, his goodness. Thank him for keeping us. You know, I just keep believing that, you know, God is teaching us how to latch on his frequency. Amen. God is teaching us how to latch on his frequency. You know, I just, all right. I just believe, thank you. God is teaching us to latch on his frequency. My brother, come, let me pray with you. The Lord asks me to lay my hands on you and just say it is well. So I'm going to do that. It is well with you. Amen. It is well. Glory to Jesus. It was two people the Lord had me would have me pray for. I can't remember the second person. Maybe in the course of the teaching, we'll remember that. Amen. So I just feel like God will have us latch on a supernatural wind that will cause us to flow in a new dimension of grace. Hallelujah. A supernatural wind that will cause us to flow in a new dimension of grace. I particularly feel that, okay, I remember, there was a lady that sat beside Amaka one time. She's dark in complexion. I know she comes to church with you. I don't know. She doesn't come always, but I always see her with you or your sister. She's a dark lady. What's her name? It's a dark lady. I was showing her to Pastor D on Sunday. She's dark. I think she's your friend also. Huh? She's also a Maka. Is she also a Maka? Jessica. All right. I want Pastor D to pray with her. Help me get her anytime. And I want Pastor D to pray. I want Pastor D in particular to share with her. All right. So there is a wind that the Lord will have us latch on. Are we together here? There is a wind the Lord will have us latch on. In fact, some of you are going through some challenging times. And the challenge is actually the enemy is using it to distract you. Because actually there is a supernatural wind that God wants us to latch on to. And that wind will supply grace. And that grace is what will cause there to be the manifestation of sonship. You know, hardship many times is destruction. 99% of times, you are going through your greatest seasons in your toughest times. I tell you the truth. When it is tough, there is usually a supply of what? Of the Spirit. And then the enemy wants to distract you. Whenever you find out that there are no natural resources available like that, it's it's the best time to latch on to supernatural resources. Yeah. Anytime, for example, you don't have helpers, it's because you're about to break into a revelation of God being a helper. How many of you have found God mostly when you didn't find men? How many of you have found God when you didn't what? When you trusted men and you didn't find men. And then you found God. It's a privilege to be talking to each and every one of you. Because God has called you to great things. Can somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Can you tell somebody God has called you into great things? Did you tell someone that? Tell another person, God has called you into great things. Jide, why are you frowning? Has God called your neighbor into hard things? I say, tell someone, God has called you into great things. When God takes away your right to speak, it's because he's about to speak for you. It's like you caught that one. Huh? What did I say? I've noticed that anytime there is, God doesn't allow you show, manifest, and show yourself. It's because he wants to show himself. I need to teach you how to survive in water. Because the Bible says that if we go through the fire, what will happen? Yeah, he's there with us. Fire, water, anything is with us. So we need to know how to survive in water. How to survive in what? In water, how to survive in fire. Praise God. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. So you need to know how to go through waters. The challenge with a lot of us is we don't know how to go through what? Waters. And through the rivers, they shall not what? Overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame touch you, scorch you. It means you won't smell. You won't what? You won't smell. It won't look like you went through fire. There will not be evidence left on you. I'm suspecting that tonight is not for teaching. I wanted to wear my teaching microphone. I didn't have grace. Yeah. When I wear that one, I want to teach. When I wear this one, he wants to move. Yeah. So next time I'll be checking which microphone is he playing. He sees you. Like when the Spirit has come, it becomes easy. You are a minister of the gospel. When the Spirit has come, it becomes easy. It will not be, it won't be difficult always. It will be difficult always. When the Spirit has come, it becomes what? Easy. If you can stay and know how to stay when it is difficult, you will be also the one to enjoy when it is what? Easy. Because the laborer will be the first. Why is he the first to partake of the other? Was he not the first to partake of the difficulty? A lot of people run away when it's difficult and have imaginary harvest in their head. Harvests are those that appear in the other side of difficulty. Harvest is for those that what? That appear at the end road of difficulty. It means that when it was difficult, they stayed and they got to the end. Then harvest appears. Harvest doesn't happen to those that back difficulty. If you turn back, and that's why the righteous is as bold as a what? The righteous is as bold as a lion. If the lion feared the bull, it will starve. But that gigantic bull, the lion has an instinct that this thing is for the belly. And it will go after it. It's a difficult thing. But if it turned back because it's difficult, then it will starve. So difficulty is not always, it's not always proof that God is not involved. Praise God. Are we together? No, sit down on food chair now. You deserve food chair. Sit down in front. You deserve food chair. Are we together? You didn't bring your notepad. Why not? It's not in your bag. Oh, it didn't go. Yeah. You store it in your medulla. Oblongata. Are we together? What does the wicked, what will he do? He will flee. The wicked is used to turning back. Eh? But the righteous will what? Is as bold as a lion. The righteous will always confront. Can you say no turning back? Say no turning back. What the Lord has come, has told us to do, we will stay at it. Yeah. We count death doing the will of God as more life than living outside the will. Eh? The value of dying in the will is higher than living where? Outside the will. No. We are not here to survive. We are here to do that which what? He asks us to do. Let me tell you something about you. Let me tell you. Do you want to know? What I feel is that impossible would be wrong English. In your life's journey, it will be bad English in your life's journey. It will not be acceptable English. Yeah, that's what the Lord is saying to you. So don't permit it. Anything you feel inspired to do in your spirit, don't listen to impossible. Amen. Tonight I see eagles. Tonight I see eagles flying. Why does God like you? God likes you because with you, He will get more shock from men. That's why He chose to use you. If He wants to do it with somebody else, He won't shock them. But you are insignificant enough for you to provoke the surprise of men. And God feeds, He feasts on it. That's why, because He will use the foolish things to confound the wise. And so, because He was telling me, He said, Zach, the reason why I'm choosing these people is because they don't look like it. There are some of you, the devil has told his demons not to go that way. They were coming and said, go that way. Now you enjoy your dollar value. Go. I'm telling you. You see, ever stress and I go there. You know my favorite scripture that God used to teach me about revival? The whole world was going to the temple to celebrate Pentecost. And God was with 120 people in the upper room. If you are Satan, who will you attack? You will attack the crowd. You say God is with the crowd. Whereas God was with 120 people. And by the time those 120 began to vibrate in the Holy Ghost, they said they are drunk. They said they are drunk. But by the time they listened a little longer, they found out that these guys were speaking things and their secrets were being revealed. Somebody was just hearing his name and they said, these ones are not drunk. Then Peter rose up and said, we are not drunk. And that day we had about 5,000 or was it 3,000 that day. Boom. And that was the beginning of the end of temple worship. Until today, that particular church has grown and grown and grown. We are now uncountable. You know, we are a branch of that church. This is one branch. If Paul had done mistake to inaugurate his ministry name, all of us will be branches. We're all being mentored by him. It's his book all of us are reading. If he had put a name to his ministry, we would have been in trouble by now. Are we together here? And that popular church, the temple worship, has gone down. But this one is rising. And this one is the one that was despised. Are we together here? So, don't bother yourself about who is despising what God has given to you. Just know that what is God has given to you will keep rising. Are we together here? That's why we are permanently condemned to hold firmly the will of God. Because when other things are going down, that will keep shining brighter. I said it will keep shining brighter. Now let me show you a scripture. You know, one of the reasons why I'm passionate about homes is because I'm yet to see a greater force than the union of a man and a wife. I'm yet to see a phenomenon that is greater than that. And sometimes God has ordained that front, that home front, to be a major power base. Huh? Power base. But the enemy tampers with that thing. It's like being in a serious war and your most potent weapon is down. Yeah. You have AK-47, you have RPG and all of that. It's down. And you are using, because it's down, you have to use fork and knife to fight. Yeah. That weapon is potent. There are few things I fear more than a home that is united. That's why I want to encourage those who are not married. Make sure you marry someone who both of you have the same spiritual alignment. You get the point now. It's important. It's important. It's important. How many of you should enjoy Aremo and his wife? Yeah, they are a powerful force. They are. When you see them like that, you are seeing power. The way they used to carry themselves up and down. Just... Everything up and down. It's power. It's just that they don't used to wear anko. They used to wear. That's true. I think it's me that need to learn how to wear anko. I don't have any anko with my wife. I need to get one. I was in Papaya's house yesterday night and Jimmy brought food. I brought two spoons. I said, my wife will eat from the same plate. I said, you know, the girl, you say, she will ride me now. Go on. I don't eat with her, never. It will be like two puppies of the same mother, but one is growing fat, the other one is growing. I'm telling you, it's serious. The love did not reach. Jide looks like someone that eats with his wife, both of them. No or yes? Answer now. Tosi, what about you? Where's Fusha? He's on his way. You can't wait for him. Today we get to eat together. Tosi eats like men. Only her eats like a couple of men. I'll tell you. Okay, why don't you eat with you? I'm telling you, it's a powerful force. That home is very powerful. When the man and the wife pray together, they will see results. I'm in Isaiah chapter 40. Now, we'll read 31 first, and then we'll later go back. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall what? So let's look at the things they will do. What's the first one? They shall mount up with wings. Like what? Like eagles. What's the second thing?
They shall run They shall run and not be weary. What's the third one?
They shall walk and not faint.
They shall walk and not faint. Now, there was a story of Elijah when when it was time for him to release rain. You know, Elijah held rain for 3.5 years, according to his word. Why do you think Elijah held rain according to his word? Who wants to tell me? Why was Elijah able to hold? The Bible said he held the rain according to his word. Why? Huh? He has what? Ah. This is having traffic. Who wants to tell me? Not necessarily because God says she would rain. The man just held rain. He's a man of God. Awesome. Huh? Spiritual authority. He knows he has the power. Times and seasons, perhaps. Huh? See, listen to me. If Elijah holding rain is anti the will of God, it won't work. It's because he has reconfigured his mind to the mood of heaven. He has reconfigured his mind to the what? To the mood of heaven. Everything you said is correct. But he has configured his mind to the mood of heaven. And so he was flowing naturally in heaven's righteousness. Because if you say rain should not fall for 3.5 years according to your word, what profit does it have to do to Elijah? Because that rain too will not fall in his own side. You don't understand. Some people are not normal again. They are not looking at their profit again. Whatever the Lord wants, we do. We all perish. When others are looking for good for themselves, Elijah just wants the will of God, whether it will pay him or not. We're in prayer meeting here. We're in prayer meeting. We're just how many? We're few prayer meeting. When I told them, I said, as per your election, let's pray that we remove Tinubu. Not that he should not win. Because I saw the man seated there like this, enjoy his life. Am I lying to you, brother? We're all there in the prayer meeting. It was just that there was too many revelations up and down. I didn't want to stress anybody. I want you to enjoy your life. I said the prayer we need to pray. There are people in the prayer meeting. If you're in that prayer meeting, raise your hand. If you're in that prayer meeting, I said that to one. Were you in the prayer meeting? Maverick McBarrow. Who was in that prayer meeting here? You're in that prayer meeting. Who else was in that prayer meeting? Yeah. I said, you were there. I said, the prayer we want to pray is not that it should not win. I said, don't stress. And there's nothing prayer cannot do. The prayer we want to pray is that God will do something and will take him out of there. Now, he was not my candidate. Even after saying that, I still went to vote for Obi. It was Obi I voted for. But you know, God does not see what you want to hear. The challenge with many prophets is that they used to prophesy what they want to hear. You feel it? And God can still answer prayers. So I don't know, people are praying that there will be this, there will be that. I'm not God. But I'm just telling you that one. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Please don't lose me. We are traveling. Don't take me. I'm not. If you think I'm drunk, I know what I'm saying. I know what I'm doing. We're on a spiritual journey. Don't think, what is he saying? Is he? I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm saying.
I have not lost my brain.
So don't deceive yourself. God does what he wants to do. He does not consult our reasoning. He does not do what is reasonable. God will do something like, does it really make sense? There are some things you cannot understand until after 1,000 years. So Elijah was not necessarily looking for what will favor him. It was just flowing in divine emotion. Are we together here? Father, help us tonight. And it was that, because on the basis of that, as the Lord God of Israel is before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain this years except at my word. Because after he said this, he now went to pray about it. Yeah, he went to pray about it and confirmed it. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, get away from there and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith. Okay, I don't want to. This is not what I'm teaching. I'm just talking about how Elijah was not living for himself. Are you with me? And that is one of the ways you latch on to the frequency of grace and power. Some of us are too distracted by our needs. Listen. It takes God nothing to take care of you. I tell you the truth. A lot of us are too distracted by it. And that's why we have not. I have friends here. And then when it was not time for there to be rain, you get the point. He now says, okay. He told his servants to go and check whilst he was what? Praying. So, you can control a natural reality by spiritual investment. Yeah. That you can use spiritual investment to determine natural outcome. What did I say? Spiritual investment to determine what? Natural outcome. How much prayer have you invested in that matter? Now, sometimes we have an assumption that every natural matter needs natural solution. No. Sometimes you need spiritual investment to bring natural what? Outcome. Natural solution. Yes, you need it. And so, when he began to pray, he now told his servant to go and check. The servant went to check and said, I do not see any sign that there will be rain. So, lack of sign is not necessarily proof that nothing is working. Huh? So, he told the guy, you are a natural person, be checking cloud. Me, I'm a spiritual person, I will check spirit. So he was staying, he put his head between his legs, talking about dead to prayers. That's what it means. It means that I die here. Eh? Am I preaching here?
Yeah. I die here.
He was obtaining rain with tongues. Are you obtaining rain by applying spiritual pressure? You know, Saudi does it too. I heard Dubai does it. That they will go and put things in the cloud to obtain rain. Elijah first, before Dubai. Pumping the cloud with prayer. What are you pumping? What are you? Oh, you're just enjoying your frustration. Have you stayed in prayer to a point where you will not stop until, you know, some of you just pray. And after praying, you know you are still in doubt, but you stop praying. You have not prayed enough. You can push prayer to a point where doubt no longer exists. You have not yet broken through when you are still doubting. Why? Ask me why. Because in prayer, you are meant to obtain a garment. Prayer should, you should wear a cloth. That cloth is like graduation from the earth and inauguration into heaven's realm. That cloth now shows that your perception has been shifted by prayers. Prayers now informed your belief system. There are a lot of people who say they are prayerful, but when I look at their belief system, it's still cheap. I know this one I've not prayed. Are we together, friends? What are you powering prayer? What are you powering prayerfully? Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the camel and he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. I don't know how. I don't know that kind of technology. He bowed down to the ground and put his... It means that he turned to circles. Come on. And said to his servant. What did he say to his servant? The next man. Go. Then it came to pass the seventh time, he said, there is a cloud, but it's small. Elijah, the guy first came. Elijah was still praying. Elijah said, Alpha. He said, nothing. He said, go again. Nothing. So, he that was checking the physical sign, are you together with me? Am I preaching here? Was not the one controlling the one that is praying. It's the one that was praying that was controlling the one that is checking physical signs. Am I preaching here? Now, a lot of us, it is the people checking physical signs that control us. When they tell you another statistics, I said, you know, the employability ratio of Africa is right now minus 40. The death rate, the youth mortality ratio, the GDP scenario minus the FDI. And as you are hearing those things, they are just saying, where will I start from? They are saying, the import duty has gone up by 40%. The export duty, the foreign currency policy has made sure that the direct control of the Nigerian forex trade has become in all areas now, we are experiencing deficit. And the deficit will bring us to a place of total recession, and that recession will bring an inflation that will be 45 years, and then we can begin. And I just say, okay. And then you give up. Whereas you should be the one to telling them to go and check. Because you are hearing differently. You are feeling differently. So the other day, I think you were driving your mother or something. Yeah, you're looking very responsible. I said, so this guy can be responsible like this. Ah, Ragaboni. You are picking the true narrative. The true one. The true metrics, the true graph, you are picking the true one. That's why boyfriend and girlfriend are not praying, they are playing. Boyfriend and girlfriend. They are not praying. What are they doing? They are playing. It's a joke. What do boyfriend and girlfriend do? Pray together. What's that praying doing? That praying is causing a sink. Not just with them alone, with God. A sink. And then it's delivering them from reality of the earth. And then aligning them to heaven's reality. Hey, what God will do with your life, you must see it first. He won you a kokori. Ibi a do a la de tirino. What God will do with you, you will face. Listen, life does not go in the direction of your greatest desires. That you desire it is irrelevant. You will see it in what? In prayers. You see it in prayers. If God cannot convince you, He cannot use you. If God cannot what? Convince you, He can't use you. And it is in prayer He convinces us. Any matter, God has been unable to come. You see, if you need, maybe you want to be blessed, you want to be financially prosperous. If God has not convinced you in the place of prayer, He's not going to bring the wealth. Because He doesn't convince you with physical things. He convinces you with His presence. I don't know if you are hearing me. So if you have not picked it in His presence, it won't happen. God does not give you the tangible when you have not gotten the intangible. Because the tangible doesn't describe Him. It is who you are with Him. Where nobody can see. That's the plan. He says, God. You remember, is it Matthew 5 or Matthew 6? I can't remember now. When he was teaching us in prayer. He says that He hears in what? Secret. Before He rewards in open. So He doesn't, the reward in open is just a proof of what has happened in secret. So if you are not a master of secrets, if you have not mastered the secret place, He has no plan for you in the open. So everything God does for anyone in the open, be sure they have concluded it where? In secret. So when I see that your worry is high, I know that your secret life is low. If money can solve your problem still persists. If anything tangible solves it, it still persists. It should have been solved before anything tangible came. It should. You can see it. It should have been solved. And it is in secret you solve that one. In secret. When you just keep on going. Keep on going in prayers. Keep on going in genuine, sincere prayers. Petition in heaven. You don't try to have faith. Faith is what God gives you in secret. So, you know, I'm believing God. I know you are lying. I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I know you are lying. What's the meaning of I'm believing God? Faith, God will give it to you. In prayer. In Bible study. Life will dawn on you. You think this is the first time I'm sweating preaching? You know, I've been sweating preaching. I've been preaching to you since I was 17 years old. All of you, I packed all of you inside my mirror. All of you, I packed everybody inside mirror. I've preached 1 hour, 14 minutes, 15 minutes to the mirror.
Yeah.
I will sweat like this. I will get handkerchief. God only rewards in the open when you have a secret. I will run like and say, are you getting it? Yes. I'll be doing that. I've been doing that since I was 17 years old. I've been preaching in secret. Yeah. I'm convinced. I'm a joy to the world. I'm convinced. We are still going to look at Isaiah, but let me show you one scripture that you like very well. Are you blessed? I see somebody receiving a complete change of life. Yeah. It's like a new software for living is just being downloaded inside you. Let's check this popular Habakkuk chapter 2. Please, Amy, allow me to be opening this thing myself. It's the joy of this water. When you don't hear that thing, to be as if they've cheated you out of your inheritance. To hear that, you know you are in the will of God. When I don't hear that, it's as if I'm drinking well water. Let's look at this man. You know, these people are our mentors. They teach us how to live life. When you read the Bible, see your mentors, see your mates. It's in the Bible you find your mates. All these people on the road are not your mates. They don't. Listen, most people don't have any spiritual sense. If you randomly pick people, if you pick 10 people, you will most likely pick 10 fools. I tell you the truth. But this scripture, you find your mates there. Are we here? I said, are we here? Do you mean business? Do you want your life to count? All right, look at this. I will stand because I have a perception that the people I'm talking to are people who have a desire not to live ordinary lives. Yeah, those are the ones I'm preaching to. Not just somebody coming to church, say, today is Wednesday. At least if we go twice a week, we'll make heaven. No, those are going to be. And I like your attendance. I like attendance. I like when everybody is in church. That's how the church of God is meant to be. Everybody here. Why? Our Savior wants to what? Talk to us. Where's Laulu? He's not around. I like it when everybody's here. Early. Everybody take their what? Position. Because the master wants to give us order. Are you here? I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart. I want to see what he will what he will say to me. Now, that I will stand upon my watch is not just a 2 hours prayer. It's talking about a heart posture. Eh? A heart posture. When everybody is doing what they want to do, you are positioning to receive from God. Uncle J. What's the fool? That's the name. Your father gave you all. Okay. Yami Baba, will be me that. Amy Gogo. Uncle J. You get the point now. You position yourself. Enfo. Position. You stand upon your watch. Your position. Praying in other tongues. Are you with me? Every opportunity you are investing tongues. That's life. You're investing tongues, trying to catch any move of the spirit that will mistakenly atalat. Amaka, you're getting it atalat. That's life. That's life. Praying in tongues. Waking up in the midnight, 3 a.m. 3 a.m. to do business. Are you together with me? intermittent declarations of fasts. Somebody asked me, why don't you eat? I said, because I don't want to die. That's why I don't eat. I can't just live life eating. When food is too much in my stomach, I feel guilty. Why would food be too much in my stomach? The life is too serious. So I make sure I manage how I eat once in a day. I can't be eating every time. Why? Because the serpent, the python that I ate last, it just stayed in one place. They cut the neck. And today I saw a particular video. They were cooking, they were using python to do stew. A whole python. They cut it. It was, this soup was not boiling. What gave them liver to go and cut python? They went to swallow goat. They swallow goat. It could not move. They now caught a whole python. Python that, if we hear there's python there, we have all left. But we went to swallow goat. With the arm, swallow everything. The python is now, they are cutting, it's just looking like this. Python. That's what happens when you don't pray. When you don't pray, you don't do anything. That's what happens to us. Like a python that is useless. Are you together with me? Wake up in the midnight. To do business. You do business. 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Do business. Even when you are sleeping, sleep by faith. I don't sleep anyhow. I'm tired. What, you think this is boldness, you learn it in Exu or UNAD. This one you are saying. Now, this particular person, why do you think I'm like this? A spiritual impute. Yeah. If you have met the things I've met, you will be crazier than me. If you have met the things I've met. Somebody will just come to you in the midnight and say, okay, I want to show you something. I will carry you up like this and fling you and you go. And you are moving. You think you will now be a normal person? No, you will not. So, this is our senior elder. Abakuku. That Oludo people say is minor prophet. Because there's no much letters in his, no much, he says minor prophet, major prophet. But that's okay. He says, I will stand upon my watch. I want to set. Now, these are people, Papa Obi. These ones are not, don't have Holy Spirit. It was harder for them than for us. We now can always be in the spirit. We can. It's just that we are too lax, too carnal, too natural. We can always be in the spirit. Anytime you decide to switch, the thing is always there. Always there. Always there. You can always get divine perspective. Always. Sometimes you are talking to people, God will be giving you word of wisdom, word of knowledge. The thing is too much. I want to see what he will say to me. Give me old KJV, please. There is a weight of God in the house, in the room tonight. You know. I want to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that read it. Hey, what are you running with? Are you running by what you are going through or what you have been shown?
in a run that lead it. What is determining your speed? By what are you running? Are you running by circumstance or running by vision? You should run by vision. Vision should put fire on your feet, not circumstance. Friends, the cheapest realm of life, cheap realm of life, is the material. What you can touch is what is concluded. What you can touch is what concluded. Stop focusing on touchable things. If you can touch it, it's finished. What you can touch, no more life in it. What you can touch is waste. It's already waste product. It's not useful. So far it can be touched, it's finished. So don't run by those things. Run by what cannot be touched. What cannot be touched? It is by this faith the elders obtained a good report. What cannot be touched? That which God shows. That which God reveals. Write down the vision. Not write down your problems. Not write down your challenges. Not write down what you are going through. Write down the heavenly vision. But to get that vision, you must have a posture. I will stand on my watch.
your business be my business. Your business, let it be my business. Let your business be my business, Almighty God. Let your business be my business. Your business be my business. Let your business be my business, Almighty God. Let your business be my business. Let your business be my business. Let your business be my business, Almighty God. Yeah. Let your business be my business. Your business, let it be my business. Let your business be my business, Almighty God. Let your wisdom be my wisdom. Your wisdom be my wisdom. Let your wisdom be my wisdom, Almighty God. Let your wisdom be my wisdom. Your wisdom be my wisdom. Let your wisdom be my wisdom, Almighty God. And let your passion be my passion. Your passion be my passion. Let your passion be my passion, Almighty God. Let your passion be my passion. And your passion be my passion. Let your passion be my passion, Almighty God. Let your business be my business. Your business be my business. Let your business be my business, Almighty God. Let your business be my business. Yeah, your business be my business. Let your business be my business, Almighty God. Let your fire, let your fire be my fire. Your fire be my fire. Let your fire be my fire, Almighty God. Let your fire be my fire. Your fire be my fire. Let your fire be my fire, Almighty God. Let your power.
Ile kalabili sivoni malies, ile kimasili, ile dili sikubi, ahi dili bush na makla tilava sabaraduma, ayaya balia taladabeta, ila dili kita ladila bias. Ila dila savali bio tila dia sebo. Kaba ashala dabali dika. Ila dila bia si kaba dika. Ila dile si kabo tile kaba. It's not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment. It's not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment. It's my life not more than meat, and my body more than raiment. My life more than meat. And my body is more than raiment. My life is more than meat. And my body more than raiment. Oh, my life is more than meat. And my body more than raiment. My life is more than meat. And my body more than raiment. And my body more than raiment. My life more than meat. Oh. And my body more than raiment. Oh. My life more than meat. And my body more than raiment. This life is more than meat. Oh. And the body more than raiment. Oh. Is more than me too, and my body more than raiment. My life is more than meat, and my body is more than raiment. Let your business be my business.
Your business be my business. Your business be my
business. Hey!
Your business be my business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your business be my business.
Oh. Let your business, let it be.
Your business, be my business. Your business, be my business. Almighty God,
let your wisdom,
be my wisdom.
Let it be.
Your wisdom, be my wisdom.
Let it be, let it be.
Your wisdom, be my wisdom. Almighty God.
My life
life is more than me, and my body is more than raiment. Say my life, and my body is more than raiment. Life is more than meat. My body is more than raiment. My life is more than meat, and my body more than raiment. My life is more than meat, and my body is more than raiment.
My life is more than meat,
and my body.
And my body is more than raiment.
Say from your heart, say, my life is more than meat. And my body more than raiment.
My life is more than meat.
And my body.
And my body is more than raiment.
So let your business.
Let your business be my business. Let your business be my business. Let your business be my business. Oh my Jesus.
Your business be my business. Let your passion be my passion. Your passion be my passion. Your passion be my passion. Almighty God. Yahweh, let your fire, let it be my fire. Oh, your fire be my fire. Your fire be my fire. Almighty God. Hey. Let your wisdom be my wisdom. Your wisdom be my wisdom.
Your wisdom be my wisdom.
Thank you.
do anything but what you say. And I don't want to go anywhere but where you choose. You. That's all I know. You. That's what I choose. You. My everyday. You are my everything. You. That's what I choose. You. That's all I know. I am a lady. You every day. You are my everything. You. That's all I know. our freedom. You are my everything. Say you, Lord, oh, let him hear your voice. Say you, Lord, oh, I choose you, Lord. If you mean those words, say it one more time. You, only you, only you.
That's all I know.
That's all I know you. So I choose you. Who you say you. Is every day. Come to know you as everything. Friends, you have nothing to lose pursuing and knowing this Jesus. You are not losing anything. You are not lagging behind. You are recovering time. You are introducing eternity into your journey. Go for it with your life. Live for this. Allow his burden and his passion step into you. The Lord bless you. When the prophet was going to bless the people, the blessing was the presence of God. It's when he said, bless them this way. Let his face shine on them. Let his countenance be risen upon them. Because that's the real blessing. In the corner of your room, the God will appear to you. You will know a God that you can lay hold on the spot that he showed up. In your own personal spot, you will say, this day, this time, I was at this junction beside my wardrobe when he hit me and I knew who Jesus is. And that revelation will inform your life.
Amen.
You are not wasting time. You are not wasting time. You are recovering time. Those who have gone ahead of you are joking. I told them, I said, Elijah is not a competition with Ahab as per speed. The prophet is not in competition. The prophets don't compete. Prophets set the pace. It was the one that told him to go. So you can't compete. It was the one that told him a race has started. Why? Because prophets determine rain. It is a race has started. So we're not competing with the world. We are setting the pace. We are showing the world this is the way to go. We are line up. And so we're not in competition. We are creators and originators of pathways. We don't join them to compete. We create the pathway. We create a pathway and tell them, oh yeah, come here. So we're not in competition. So we're not trying to marry first, Babylonians first, to do this first. We're trying to tell them what it means. And say, what you were doing is not what it is. Now, come on this race. So we create rain. We don't struggle with the rain of this world. So don't think God is delaying you. No, he's inventing with you. You are inventing. Glory to God.